Well, it's interesting that you ask the two perspectives, whether it is us looking or whether it is Esther, because when we look out into the room where you are, especially in a room of this size, you appear, but you are still being translated through Esther's eyes for us to see you at all. You appear more energy. In other words, if you have something that you want, and you are somewhere in the vibrational vicinity of it, you light up in a brighter way. It's rather easy for us to see those that are sort of ripe and ready for the receiving of something that is important. Sometimes there can be a person, even sitting on the front row, waving their arms around, who we never see. Not because we don't have the ability to see them, but because the vibrational contradiction within them is strong enough that they are not visible to us. In a format like this. Once you come forward and are within proximity, then Esther's eyes begin to translate you as you are. And if you are someone who Esther knows, often she will then have, on some level of her being, a sense of recognition about you. Very often, Esther feels real surprise about who is sitting before her because she is not cognizant of who's being chosen from the splotches of light that you are around the room. Yeah. This question and its answer can serve you if you would begin to realize that you also have the ability to see others much more intuitively or vibrationally than through your eyes. And when you begin to feel people rather than see them, when you begin to feel them rather than hear them, when you begin to feel who they are, which means their vibrational resonance with that which you are about or the projects that you are about, then you begin to pick people based upon the way they feel to you rather than their resume.
Great. Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed. Second row. Yes.
Hello. Oh, I'm so happy to be here. I think my first question to you is, Abraham, I feel very fortunate in my life. And right now, I've been asking for abundance and asking for things, and they're coming and they're starting to come. But I'm a stay-at-home mom. And I don't contribute to the abundance in our home I don't bring in money, even though I'm...
Before you go further, we want to play with you a little bit about something. We want to hear all of that, or most of it, or some of it, or a little bit of it. When you say, I am fortunate, I feel fortunate, and then right away... You began talking about abundance, and we think, well, isn't that a good word? How fortunate and fortune are vibrationally linked. I feel fortunate. And we started to interrupt you right then and say, what a good way to feel. And so hold in your mind the thought of the link between fortunate and fortune and prosperity. And then you said, I'm a stay-at-home mom. Now, it's interesting because nearly every time, in fact, every time we've ever heard someone use the words stay-at-home mom, they were linking it to something other than fortune. Even though there are many wonderful reasons that you choose that, there's something that seems like the other end of the stick than fortune when you use that terminology. It doesn't have to be that way, but it sort of is. It's like fortune is on the prosperity end of the stick and stay-at-home mom is not. So we will hear you, but we want to show you how to get everything you want on the good fortune end of the stick.
Okay. Well, that my husband doesn't always agree with the way that I want to spend money, and he's doing very well in his work, and he's making a lot of money, and he'd rather save it. And I'm all for saving for our future, but I'm also for spending for our now and enjoying our now in greater abundance.
Well, it can be as simple as this. Can you feel how when you feel fortunate